You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So think about this. You are an evangelist. You're called to go and win people. You're in the streets. And what city are you in? Colorado?
Is this? Well, this story is when we were in Colorado Springs, and we were doing an evangelistic outreach every week into this community. Mm-hmm. And we had some obstacles. We had some oppositions, but we kept on pressing in. And you know, some of the people within that community were not happy that the young people were leaving a particular gang. Without
when
going
you say
into too
opposition,
much detail.
Is that what you're talking about? That's the opposition. They didn't like that idea.
Yeah, they didn't like church people coming into their community, taking some of their young people away from their gang, and really coming after with the gospel. And we were unashamed. We would go in there, we'd preach the gospel, and we were fearless. Right. And we were doing Bible studies in homes, and as we were doing the Bible study, they're rolling joints.
Right.
And the house is getting shot at by a drive-by, and we're down on the floor. I mean, these.
Let's pause for a moment. Let's pause for a moment. So you're sitting around in a house.
Yes.
And you're studying the Word of God.
Studying the Word of God, doing a Bible study.
And people
study.
In that study are smoking marijuana.
They're
of course,
smoking
Colorado
marijuana.
Is like, right? And so that's so cool because so many people think you got to put everything in a religious atmosphere before you could do something. But you kill it at that point.
Yeah.
You know, just Jesus will change everything if you'll bring them into the moment. So that's cool. So you're in there, and you're literally studying the Bible. They're smoking some marijuana, whatever. They're shooting. You're having drive-by shootings. Tell us about
we
that.
We would do Bible studies in their homes, and we would get invitation cards to their homes, like because at our larger events we'd get and people that respond, they'll fill out a connect card, kind of like at church you fill out a connect card. Well, these people that are getting saved are filling out a connect card, and then
what was the larger event?
At our larger, we were in a public park in the neighborhood.
Okay.
We had bounce houses, we had a stage, we had Christian hip hop, we had a free cookout, passing out hot dogs and things like that, and bringing the community out together. And during the event, we'll shut it all down, get the attention on worship, the rap, and then I'd preach the gospel and do a call
Come
to salvation.
On, that's awesome.
And
yeah.
when people got saved, they'd fill out a connect card. And then the next week, our team would go to those homes that of people that filled out a connect card. And so we were in this home of a family that had gotten saved. And as we're doing this Bible study with around 10, 15 teenagers, there was a fully automatic, it looked like an Uzi, out of a car window, spraying the side of the house that we were in.
Oh my goodness.
And we're all down on the floor as they're shooting the siding of the wall.
Oh my goodness.
And when we got up off the ground, I said, animals live better than this.
Yeah.
Animals live better than this.
Yes.
And some of you haven't turned your life over to Jesus. And if you did, you wouldn't be smoking weed to deal with the pain of your soul. Jesus deals with the pain of the soul better than any pharmaceutical drug, more than any marijuana, more than alcohol, more than anything else. Jesus can deal with the grief of the soul.
Wow.
And he wants to deal with that in this room. And so we're going to get down on our knees and we're going to repent for trusting in anything else other than Jesus for peace, for purpose, for the potential that we have for our lives. And they all got down on their knees, they repented, they confessed with their mouth their need for Jesus Christ. And the next day we came back to the house to do a follow-up study, and when we got there, the feds had come and arrested everyone in the house.
Wow.
And there was enough drugs in there to really probably make the whole city of Colorado Springs high.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we didn't realize what was in the house. There was some heavy artillery, heavy grade military weapons. We were in the middle of it.
Oh, my goodness, that's awesome.
We couldn't follow up with them. They were scattered to different jails in the state. They weren't actually brought to the city jail. They were distributed across the state because of the type of guys.
Yeah.
We were dealing with GDs, Gangster Disciples, which is a huge gang out of Chicago. I didn't realize it at the time, you know, and we were having huge impact because we were just surrendering to Jesus and doing what he called us to do, which was to preach the gospel.
Right.
We did not build our evangelism team off of our testimonies. And a lot of evangelism teams are built on their testimonies. And you got to be careful with that because, it's nice to be able to relate to your audience in some way. But we don't want the audience to look to us more than to Jesus and the gospel. So we got to get our emphasis testimony verifies the gospel, but it's not the gospel. You know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony, but the blood of the Lamb is what we need to preach first.
Yes.
And then to verify that, that still has
the power.
Testimony verifies it. But the power is in the gospel. And if we can really encourage the church to, again, to say, don't look at what you think qualifies you to do what God's called you to do. Depend on God, and you're the most qualified preacher there is.
That's awesome.
A man dependent on God can do more than anyone with a PhD in apologetics.
Right.
Because when you're dependent on God, God can do anything through your life.
Wow.
Apologetics is important, discipleship is important, education is important, but it's not what we depend on to seeing God work in and through our lives. And so,
Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Amen.
The power of God. Well, look at that camera right now. Talk to that person that right there. They're sitting on a couple bells. They're sitting a couple kilos. They're sitting with some weapons. They're in that place of thinking, you know, is there any hope for me? Does God even care about me? Because most are at the end of themselves. Talk to them right now and just speak to them where they're at.
God cares about you. He loves you more than you could ever know. And so many won't believe it because of their experience with their moms or dads or religion. And so we base God's love for us on what we've experienced throughout our being brought up here. But I want to encourage you today is that what we need to be reading is what the Bible says about the love of God towards us. His love is set towards us, and it's not defined by our experiences. It's not defined by our bank account. Jesus loves us. This I know because the Bible tells us so. That's why Jesus wants you to remember what He did in His death when He went to the cross, more than remembering what you did in the short life that you lived here. What you've done in your past doesn't define the love of God towards you, because way before you were born, God covenanted a love that is still available to whosoever will believe on Jesus. And His love is towards you. He cares about you. He has a plan for your life. He has a purpose for you. And you may not believe that, but God believes it for you, so much so that His Son Jesus died on the cross for you. Read your Bible. Get to know what it says, because you are going to find within that book the answers to what you're looking for in your soul and in your life.
So that they're there right now, and they may be thinking any moment that somebody's going to drive by their house because they know they've been threatened, and to do a drive-by shooting, to threaten them in some way.
Wow.
But what do they do? Tell them what they need to do right now.
You just cast your cares on the Lord. You cast your fears on the Lord. There is no fear in the love of God. If the perfect love of God casts out all fear. We have nothing to be afraid of. Even death itself is not something to move us into fear. We can be anchored and rooted and confident and strong and bold, and we can believe that our God can turn whatever it is that we're afraid of for good. So right now, you've got the protection of God on your life. We have the protection of God on our lives.
If they made Jesus Christ
If you've made Jesus Christ your Lord.
Yeah.
If you don't, you're open prey to the Satan and the demonic host to take you out.
What happens if they die in that state?
You're going to go to, and it's a very hard thing to say, but it's eternal torment. You know, we have a lot of people throwing their lives away to suicide. They're contemplating suicide on a daily basis. Even Christians are thinking about suicide. And the thing is, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And killing is what you do when you commit suicide. You're taking a life. And I want to encourage you. It is unknown where a Christian goes when they take their lives because you're killing.
Right.
You know, if you take your life, you are writing your own destiny. And I want to encourage you here, don't cast your life away. I know that society have bred into you that you're just a mammal, you're just an animal, you're just another created species. No one throws a funeral for the ant that you stepped on this morning when you got out of bed. Why would they throw a funeral for me? I'm just a part of creation. These are lies from the pit of hell. We still have monkeys in the zoo today because we didn't evolve from them. That's why they're still here.
That's right.
You know, you were created in the image of God. You have a purpose, and God has a plan for your life, and He wants to have a relationship with you. And if you call on the name of Jesus Christ, you will be saved, and your life will be full of purpose, full of meaning, full of vision and passion for your life. Don't throw your life away. And there are so many that would say, throw your life away. It's not worth the battle. It's better to nourish worms than live another day trying to pay bills, trying to get benefits, lining up to get unemployment. Why are you even doing it? Why are you doing this thing called life when you could just go down and nourish nourish earth. I'm telling you, that's a lie from the pit of hell. God has a plan and a purpose. And for the Christian that feels like there's no return and the anxiety has just taken over and you're at the point where you just want to end your life, don't take matters into your own hands. It never worked out for anyone in Scripture, and it won't work out for you. There is no sin that you have done that's unforgivable. There is no reason for you to live in shame, to live in hiding, to come out from behind whatever it is that's tormenting you. Get with a pastor, get with a counselor, and be open and honest with them and talk to them about what's going on in your life, because you can do that with Jesus too. Jesus has no stones in his hand to cast at you. He will welcome you right before his throne. Talk to him about your hidden sins, your besetting sins. Lay aside those weights in your relationship with Jesus. One of the reasons why I think a lot of people are tempted with suicide, and one of the reasons why we're tempted with throwing our lives away, is that we don't fully believe that Jesus will take us as we are, that he can deal with these areas of torment that's going on inside of our minds. There is nothing that makes Jesus ashamed of you. He was shamed so he could take the shame off you and onto himself. You can live shameless before the Lord, coming to him with your pain, with your anguish, with your sinfulness, with your brokenness, and bring Jesus in on those things. Even Jesus said, if you walk in the light, or at 1 John 1:7, John said, if you walk in the light as he is in the light, then you have fellowship one with another, and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will cleanse you of all sin. Walking in the light has got nothing to do with your behavior, or being a good tax-paying Republican. Walking in the light means walking in transparency before God, bringing God in on all of you, letting God know the state of your soul, the brokenness and the grief of your soul, the sins that you're doing. Then there is fellowship between you and God. And when you have that type of honest, transparent fellowship with God, the blood of Jesus cleanses you and washes you of your sins. Yeah. But you gotta come out from behind the bush like Adam and Eve. When they sinned, they hid. And it's when we're in hiding that suicide festers. Every major predator has the same strategy against its prey: isolate and devour. Mm. If you're in isolation today and the enemy has been isolating you and putting on you shame and guilt and keeping you locked in by yourself, you are in a dangerous place. It's time for you to get into good fellowship, find a Bible-believing church, read the Bible, come out and be honest with Jesus and say, Jesus, here's what's going on. Even tell Jesus your doubts and your unbelief and your shame. And tell Jesus what Thomas did. You know, a lot of people are hard on Thomas and they call him Doubting Thomas, but he's not known as Doubting Thomas in heaven.
That's right.
Thomas brought the gospel to the nation of India. Mm-hmm. Thomas did some of the most greatest miracles we could ever read in church history. Listen to me. Anyone that gets real with God, God gets real with them. When you draw near to God, God will draw near to you. Don't resist the conviction of the Spirit that's saying, I want to deal with this area of your life. I want to deal with this sin in your life. There's nothing that you have to hide or conceal from God. He knows everything.
Look at that camera, pray with them right now. Lead them to the Lord.
If that's you, I want you to pray this prayer with me right now. It's a simple prayer. It's you just acknowledging your own need for Jesus Christ. You don't have to exactly repeat word for word, but in your own way, in the way that you know best, I want you to bring those things to God. I want you to confess with your mouth, God, I'm dealing with suicidal thoughts. God, I'm dealing with sin. I'm dealing with all this vile guilt and shame of my past. In your own way, if you want to, take out a piece of paper right now. That's what I like to do. Right here is a journal. And I write my prayers. I find that writing out my heart gets me to communicate better than just voicing it out. Maybe take out a piece of paper right now, like King David did, and write a psalm to God, a prayer to God, and write, God, here's what's going on. Here's the listing of doubts and guilt and shame and sin. And I want you to repeat this prayer now after me, whether in writing or just voicing it out. But say this with me right now. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I come to you as I am.
I come to you as I am.
I am completely dependent on you.
I am completely dependent on you.
I know my sin.
I know my sin.
I know my brokenness.
I know my brokenness.
I know my pain.
I know my pain.
But you take me as I am.
But you take me as I am.
Thank you for the cross that you died on.
Thank you for the cross that you died on.
Which is evidence of your love for me.
Which is evidence of your love for me.
Today I put my trust.
Today, Lord, I put my trust.
In Jesus Christ.
In Jesus Christ.
Thank you for taking me as I am.
Thank you for taking me as I am.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, we want to welcome you to the family of God. If you prayed that, listen, we have some information for you. You can write to us below. You can comment or call us. We have some information. You can see the details right there. We got some free gifts for you. But I just want to welcome you to the family of God.
Amen.
That's how simple it is, you know, just making that sincere commitment to God. You know, we shared some of our testimonies of how we met the Lord at meetmyfather.org. You can find out how we met God. And also some steps you can take to be able to get connected to a warm body of believers who loves God, who loves His Word, and loves you. Welcome to the family
yes.
of God.
Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.